Let's go to Amy in Dallas. Are you there, Amy?
I'm here, Dr. Marshall.
And you want to know how much water you should have? Good question, Amy.
I guess different
answers.
Yes.
Okay. Well, each body is a little bit different, okay? But I can give you some guidelines that have survived the test of time. The first guideline is minimum half your weight in ounces. So how much do you weigh, Amy?
I weigh about 100 pounds.
100. So about 50 ounces per day. That would be minimum. Now, if you're outside digging a ditch, sweating like a banshee, you're a distance runner or whatever, you may have to double this. But my favorite way to tell is many of these cosmetic stores, and we will carry these ultimately, have what are known as a hydrometer. And what they can do is just press it against the skin near your hand on the wrist. They can then measure your hydration, okay?
Oh, wow.
So that can be done as well, but my favorite guideline is as long as there's no problem with urination and your kidneys and bladder, you should be urinating, if you have enough water, you should be urinating not more than every 2 hours, okay, and not less than every 4 hours, okay? So with these two guidelines, I've been able to get competition athletes and other people hydrated properly, okay?
Makes sense. Also, they tell me don't drink more than 4 ounces at a time.
Well, you're a very little drink of water. I would say that's probably a good rule, but the thing to think about when you eat or drink is that you're not engineered to eat or drink all your food at one meal. So spreading it through the day is always better, and some people have no sense of thirst. That's a little scary, and so if that's the case, then you have to treat yourself like a child. And what I always do is I have 2 32-ounce bottles of water, and I'm not allowed to eat until my water bottles are at a certain level. One of the 32-ounces houses my nano drink, and the other one is just straight water. And so if I've been bad and I haven't drank enough water, then I'll catch up on the water, and what will happen is I can eat less when I do that. But over the years, I've gotten to be a pretty good disciplined person with regard to water, because your kidneys filter 2,000 liters of blood a day on average. And if you're not too big a person, you're 100, so you're maybe 1,500 liters. But still, when you're dehydrated, you fry the nephron in the kidney there. Not a good idea. Your skin gets dried out and ugly. Your body, it's hard to function, okay?
Very good.
So don't do all those things.
Okay.